AN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a partly cloudy sky. It's 21 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy today and a high of 35. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. In Southwest Iowa news, a slowly moving or stopped 1995 Chevy Blazer was struck from behind Sunday evening in Fremont County, causing injuries to a man and woman from South Dakota. The Iowa State Patrol says the Blazer, driven by 27-year-old Brittany Smith of Lincoln, Nebraska, was in the right lane of Interstate 29 southbound at around 5:12 p.m. near the mile marker 9 when it was hit by a southbound 2015 Kia Optima driven by 24-year-old Nicholas Brunette of Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Following the crash, the Kia entered the right side ditch off I-29. Brunette and his passenger, 24-year-old Nicole Schultz of Sioux Falls, South Dakota, neither of whom were wearing a seatbelt, were seriously injured and transported to the hospital. Schultz was taken by life flight to Bryan Medical Center in Lincoln, Nebraska. Brunette was transported by Hamburg Rescue to the Grave Community Hospital in Hamburg. Police in Creston say snow on the road contributed to an accident Saturday afternoon. Authorities said the accident happened as a 2006 Dodge Caravan driven by 39-year-old Sherry Ann Gist of Creston was traveling east on Montgomery Street at around 2 p.m. Saturday and turning left onto Cherry Street. A 2006 Nissan Murano driven by 60-year-old Diana Ray Griffin of Creston was traveling south on Cherry and trying to turn right onto Montgomery Street, but due to snow on the road, she wasn't able to make the turn or stop. The Murano hit the Dodge, causing a total of $4,000 damage. Gist complained of pain or possible injury, but was not transported to the hospital. Griffin was uninjured during the collision. There were no citations issued. Police in Red Oak Saturday arrested a man wanted on a felony warrant. 24-year-old Bubba Dwayne Mitchell of Emerson was taken into custody just before 1 p.m. on a valid Red Oak Police Department warrant for eluding a child endangerment. The charges stem from an investigation into a police pursuit that took place on November 4th. Mitchell was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $15,000 cash bond. The City of Atlantic's Parks and Recreation Department Board of Directors will hold their regular monthly meeting this evening at 5:15 at City Hall in the Council's chambers. On their agenda are updates from Parks and Rec Director Seth Stasholm with regard to the Schildberg Recreation Area Development Project and a water quality project update at Nishna Park. Stasholm will also discuss with the board a proposal pertaining to the board member terms. And in his director's report, he is expected to discuss the status of the Sunnyside Ice Rink, the closing of the Schildberg Campground on November 26th, and make a public announcement that the restrooms are closed for the season, but the parks themselves remain open for the winter. At least four area school districts will hold their regular monthly meetings tonight. The Griswold School Board meeting gets underway at 5:30 in the central office at the Middle School High School building. During their session, the board will receive updates, if available, on the construction projects and act on approving any change orders. They'll also discuss and or act on budget changes for 2019-20, the elementary building, the pizza card program, and specifications for the purchase of a van. The Elkhorn-Kimbleton School District's board will meet at 6 p.m. in the conference room at the Elkhorn building. On their agenda is a presentation with regard to the FFA's trip to the National FFA meeting and discussion on the construction projects, along with action on snow removal bids, an early graduation request, and some personnel matters. The CAM School District Board of Education meeting will get underway at 6:30 p.m. at the CAM High School Media Center. Their agenda includes bids on the school suburban for sale, snow removal bids, personnel matters, discussion on the district's vehicle replacement plan, fundraiser requests, and other matters. And the Ottawa Community School District's Board of Education will meet at 7 p.m. Monday in their boardroom of the high school. Among the matters on their agenda is an early retirement offer for teachers, setting the date for superintendent interviews, and other personnel matters, to name but a few. News time is 7:11.
Wow, how many medications do you take?
You mean now, or at noon, or bedtime? Oh, wait, I forgot about the supper time pill.
Sorry I asked, but how do you keep track of which one to take and when?
I'm not sure. Sometimes I wonder if I do.
Have you heard of Rex Packs? A new service from Rex Pharmacy. They take all your meds, sort them into doses for each day, package them into strips of little single-dose packets. You just tear off the packet for that time of day, and you know you're taking the right meds. At the right time, on the right day, every day. It's really pretty cool and simple.
But I don't take everything every time.
That's the beauty of it. Each packet only contains the meds for a particular dose time each day. You just open it and take what's inside. I really think you should check into it.
This is Carla from Rex Pharmacy. If the process of keeping track and taking your medications is frustrating you, let us show you how RexPax will simplify the process. All you have to do is bring in your prescriptions and we'll take care of it at no additional charge. RexPax at Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic.
In our funeral announcements, Mark Edwards, age 58, of Fontenelle, died November 13th. Celebration of life services for Mark Edwards will be today at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. Jeanette K. Roden, age 78, of Waukee and formerly of Linden, died November 13th. Services for K. Roden will be today at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Benora. Major General John Jack Peppers, age 81, of Exira, died November 11th. Funeral services for Jack Peppers will be this morning at 10:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Harvey Polson, age 92, of Audubon, died Thursday at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Harvey Polson will be today at 2 o'clock at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Bonnie Axeland, age 77, of Harlan, died Sunday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. Funeral services for Bonnie Axeland will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Irwin. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Delno Bud Holtz, age 100, of Avoca, died Friday at Avoca Specialty Care. Funeral services for Bud Holtz will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. June Holiday, age 82, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Cass County Hospital. Per her wishes, cremation has taken place. There will be a celebration of life for June Holiday at a later date. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. And Ruth Jensen, age 92, of Greenfield, died Thursday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Ruth Jensen will be held November 28th at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield with a luncheon to follow. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.